Gaw set the knife down. "Tell me what Administrator Perry has to tell me," he said. "You're going to be assassinated," I said. "Someone is going to try, anyway. It's someone close to you, someone in your trusted circle of advisors. Dad doesn't know when or how, but he knows that it's planned to happen soon. He wanted you to know so you could protect yourself." "Why?" General Gaw asked. "Your adopted father is an official of the Colonial Union. He was part of the plan that destroyed the Conclave fleet and has threatened everything I have worked for longer than you have been alive, young human. Why should I trust the word of my enemy?"
"The Colonial Union is your enemy, not my dad," I said.
"Your dad helped kill tens of thousands," Gaw said. "Every ship in my fleet was destroyed but my own."
"He begged you not to call your ships to Roanoke," I said.
"This was a place where he was all too subtle," Gaw said. "He never explained how the trap had been set. He merely asked me not to call my fleet. A little more information would have kept thousands alive."
"He did what he could," I said. "You were there to destroy our colony. He wasn't allowed to surrender it to you. You know he didn't have many options. And as it was, he was recalled by the Colonial Union and put on trial for even hinting to you that something might happen. He could have been sent to prison for the simple act of speaking to you, General. He did what he could."
"How do I know he's not just being used again?" Gaw asked.
"You said you knew what it meant that he sent me to give you a message," I said. "I'm the proof that he's telling you the truth."
"You're the proof he believes he's telling me the truth," Gaw said. "It's not to say that it is the truth. Your adopted father was used once. Why couldn't he be used again?"
I flared at this. "Begging your pardon, General," I said. "But you should know that by sending me to send you this warning, both my dad and my mom are absolutely assured of being labeled as traitors by the Colonial Union. They are both going to prison. You should know that as part of the deal to get the Oban to bring me to you, I can't go back to Roanoke. I have to stay with them, because they believe that it's only a matter of time before Roanoke is destroyed. If not by you, then by some part of the Conclave you don't have any control over anymore. My parents and I have risked everything to give you this warning. It's possible I'll never see them or anyone else on Roanoke again because I am giving you this warning. Now, General, do you think any of us would do any of this if we were not absolutely certain about what we are telling you? Do you?" General Gaw said nothing for a moment. Then,
"I am sorry you have all had to risk so much," he said.
"Then do my dad the honor of believing him," I said. "You're in danger, General, and that danger is closer than you think."
"Tell me, Zoe," Gaw said. "What does Administrator Perry hope to get from telling me this? What does he want from me?"
"He wants you to stay alive," I said. "You promised him that as long as you were running the Conclave, you wouldn't attack Roanoke again. The longer you stay alive, the longer we stay alive."
"But there's the irony," Gaw said. "Thanks to what happened at Roanoke, I'm not in as much control as I was. My time now is spent keeping others in line. And there are those who are looking at Roanoke as a way to take control from me. I'm sure you don't know about Nerbros Esir."
"Sure I do," I said. "Your main opposition right now. He's trying to convince people to follow him, wants to destroy the Colonial Union."
"I apologize," Gaw said. "I forgot you're not just a messenger girl."
"It's all right," I said.
"Nerbros Esir is planning to attack Roanoke," Gaw said. "I have been getting the Conclave back under my control, too slowly. But enough races support Esir that he has been able to fund an expedition to take Roanoke. He knows the Colonial Union is too weak to put up a defense of the colony, and he knows that at the moment I am in no position to stop him. If he can take Roanoke where I could not, more Conclave races could side with him. Enough that they would attack the Colonial Union directly."
"You can't help us, then," I said.
"Other than to tell you what I just have, no," Gaw said. Aesir is going to attack Roanoke. But in part because Administrator Perry helped to destroy my fleet, there is no way I can do much to stop him now. And I doubt very much that your Colonial Union will do much to stop him.